Hi, everybody. Welcome back to my podcast series, Just Ask Corrine. I'm Corrine Lawrence. I'm an actress, producer, writer, and medical doctor. You can follow me on my website at CorrineLawrenceActor.com. That's CorrineLawrenceActor.com. You can also follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Corrine Lawrence Actor. Okay, so let's get started for today. The topic is actors vacationing with kids. Do they? Really? Although I have an entertainment career, I'm also a mother of three. I repeatedly get asked, why do you take your kids on vacation with you? Don't you want to relax and get away? And I tell them, vacations with my kids, even when they were young toddlers, and certainly now as young adults, have not only been relaxing, if you can believe it, but they've also been tremendously fun and educational and super exciting for everybody. And vacationing with the kids has actually helped keep the family closely connected. Then I get asked curiously, why? How? And I start to tell them it all changed when I began including my children in all of the vacation planning. That's right, all of the planning stages. I know it sounds crazy. When they were offered the opportunity to pick what they wanted to do on vacation, they instantly became interested and enthusiastic and were ultra cooperative from the beginning right up to the finish line. They soon discovered how much they actually enjoyed being a part of the planning. All of them became self-motivated. They found themselves working together like a team of travel agents. It was funny. They literally were helping to create the vacation for us all. When we would talk about the pros and cons of doing this or that or going here or there, they started working together, actually problem solving. They found solutions working together, and it became really a part of the family team effort. And it gave me such a huge peace of mind knowing that my children would be actually on vacation with me rather than my worrying constantly about them being left behind with caregivers while I was on vacation. So how do you begin? That's what I always get asked. And so I start by saying, we created an exciting approach to traveling with kids that involves every traveler that's going to be going. And I can honestly tell you, it has proven to be 100% successful every time. Seriously, every time. We've often included a friend or two of the kids to join the vacation, which also helps spark their interest. So as your children become adults, and then when they're adults, feel free to include the spouses in the vacation planning and the itinerary planning as well. I know we did, and it was a super success. So it all begins by everybody first brainstorming about possible vacation destination. And it immediately becomes part of the magic, which instantly seems to unite and motivate everybody in the discussion, which then starts making the itinerary planning that more interesting and actually pretty unique. Everyone begins researching possible vacation destinations. And the more each person learned about a place, the more enthusiasm and excitement would get generated. You can find destinations by flipping through magazines and brochures, doing Google searches, hearing or reading about countries. You can even flip around a world globe or thumb through photos of different continents or even tiny villages. Try reviewing maps of mountains or states and certain cities, even islands and oceans and specific lakes. Start looking at photos of big mountain ranges or photos of animals running wild or distant coral reefs. Perhaps the kids' teachers have even read about famous historical places to them. Maybe everyone or one person has heard a foreign language spoken somewhere, which intrigued that person to explore or want to explore a foreign place. Sometimes putting together an itinerary starts with discovering cool excursion ideas, like paddling in a canoe or rock climbing or even trying a new roller coaster. It can even start if someone has actually heard about like a fun experience from a friend or a babysitter, or maybe it was their football coach. Another way is for everyone to start watching travel television shows. There's a lot of them, and you can find them anywhere streaming or on prime time. The list goes on and on. So people then ask, well, what kind of activities do you do once you get on the vacation? And I tell them there are a ton of fabulous ideas for activities like visiting a zoo, visiting an aquarium, taking, say, a lunch boat cruise through a harbor, or visiting an active or extinct volcano. How about making a campfire and sleeping in tents? Or being bold and hiking to a glacier? Some kids are even interested in traveling to an amusement park, but maybe select one that's in a foreign country. Or maybe you could eat at a world-famous restaurant. Staying in all-inclusive resorts can also have their built-in set of activities. Those resorts offer daily programs for every member of the family. You could do an activity on your vacation, such as taking a steam engine train ride, or maybe flying in a small six-seater airplane. If you were thinking about becoming super adventurous, other options are hiking or riding a tram to the top of a 14-foot mountain, or maybe hiking in one of the national parks, like Yosemite National Park or the Great Sand Dunes, or even further away destinations like the Swiss Alps or Patagonia in South America. Maybe you're the type that wants to explore by boat. It sounds so exciting, and so how about taking a cruise on a river or on an ocean? Other creative excursion ideas on vacation involve an activity like perhaps learn a new skill, like take a skiing lesson or a cooking lesson, or maybe even a music lesson on a piano or a trumpet. Some hotels and resorts offer opportunities to learn to snorkel, and in other climates, even ice skating. We've had vacations where the excursions included canoeing, kayaking, a cooking class, a baking class, food and wine tours, jeep tours through the mountains, scuba diving, maybe fishing on a mountain stream. Other options include like county fairs, rodeos, and circuit tickets are fun for everybody. I can tell you this, that traveling with children has been such a blessing for us. And it's even exciting if you try thinking outside the box and start combining activities across several places, like maybe swimming and surfing at Waikiki Beach or Malibu. Or how about staying in a treehouse in the rainforest and then go and stay in a 5-star hotel? Hiking around archaeological sites or ancient ruins is fun, and then maybe go tour an Indian reservation. Art history lovers can include visiting famous museums like the Smithsonian or Louvre in Paris. If you're the outdoorsy type, you could even think about having a vacation while photographing wild animals. Or maybe you'd like to explore and feel the spray of a waterfall like Niagara Falls or Victoria Falls in Africa. Maybe combine that with going on a safari or even visiting a real penguin colony in the wild. I know we did, and the penguin colony was amazing. There are so many National Geographic wonders that can be a part of traveling with kids. And you could even explore a cave with lanterns, ride a horse or a camel could be actually become a part of your travel itinerary. And if you're traveling far away, and if it doesn't fit in your schedule or budget, how about attending a local concert together or sporting event as part of a local vacation? And staying maybe at a Mountain Dew ranch. So then how do you approach the cost, people ask? So I say while the children are having fun investigating locations and activities, the parents or chaperones or whoever's going could do a little investigative work of their own. So they can determine, say, a ballpark budget for some of the potential destinations. They can first start pricing out transportation costs of where they think they might be traveling to. And those would include, obviously, things like automobile fuel costs, airline flights versus economy and first class or business class, depending on, you know, how you want to fly. You could look at trains. There's commuter trains and direct trains, even overnight sleeper car trains. There's boat and ferry transportation ticket prices you could investigate. Also, big cities and smaller towns even offer bus passes. Whether you just want to buzz around a city or you want to take a long distance, say you want to go on a luxury air-conditioned bus. The parents can also price out rental cars or rental trailers or rental campers or rental RVs. They can look into subway ticket prices and look into renting bicycles as part of an excursion, or taking a streetcar or a trolley. Water taxis are often available in many cities. They can transport you to and from hotels. They can even take you to the airport. They can even be used in place of Ubers to show you around their town. Venice comes to mind as an example. You can also check out prices for vans and shuttles. And don't forget the excursion entrance fees to museums and amusement parks and those kinds of things. Then the next thing you want to do is price out where you think you might want to stay. And accommodation ideas there are so many. There's hotels, there's motels, there's bed and breakfast, there's condos, there's apartments you can rent for a day, 3 days, a week, 2 weeks, a month. There's other options that also include things like hostels or campsites, and certainly RV parks. There's cabins, homesteads. Maybe you have a family member or a coworker that might have a timeshare. There's resorts. There's all-inclusives. There's lodges. There's guest houses. And don't forget other words that are buzzwords for looking and doing Google searches, like cottages, villas, chalets. They even can include, da-da-da-da, pup tents and luxury tents. But seriously, vacations can come in all shapes and sizes, and all of them, I'm telling you, can be so much fun when you're traveling with children. Okay, so what's next? All right, so after the brainstorming and determining your location, then it gets even more fun. Each traveler then finally gets to prioritize a personal list of activities that each of them would love to do on the vacation. And that means a list of what they want to do in every single location. So now a huge flurry of discussion seems to ignite among everybody as they discover, all right, what has each person learned about the place they might want to go? And by thinking outside of the box, like we talked about, vacation idea possibilities become endless. So then you look to see what is on everybody's wish list, so to speak, in terms of their preferences for their list of activities. You can see what are the common preferences that might be the same for everyone. If there are any of those, put those at the top of the itinerary to be included. And then from their individual lists, each traveler, and this is super important, each traveler gets to pick only their top two choices of their must-do, must-see places that they want to go to. And everyone else has to agree and respect each other's choices. That is the crux of the vacation planning that seems to yield a successful result for everyone. And now the final itinerary is comprised of everybody's top two favorite things to be added to the itinerary for the vacation. And voila, everyone is happy. And a great vacation with the kids is created. So happy travels, everybody. The sky is the limit when it comes to traveling. Well, we are, I'm sorry, all out of time for today, but stay tuned for my next Just Ask Kareen podcast. This is Kareen Lawrence signing off.